right, we're back, 9:37. The sun's shining 11 below right now. And doggone it, I looked at the calendar and I went, hey, it's the last day of January, which means I get a visit from Brad Edwardson from Wapton Parks and Rec. Good morning.
Morning, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm well, freezing like everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. And it sounds like you're scrambling a little bit, just like I have been here over the last...
Yeah, it's just a lot going on. Yep. And dealing with illnesses, colds, flu, COVID, all sorts of stuff happening. So, yep. So what's going on at Wapton Parks and Rec, my friend?
We've got... February is kind of a little bit of a calm month, other than we got one big day, and I'll get to that here. But
okay.
So starting out February 3rd, we kind of like to... some of these groups that help out youth and stuff like that, we want to help support them. So I like mentioning their activities. So Richland Renegade Tom's Wildlife Bank was at Morton City Center, starting at 5:30. They support local youth hunting and outdoors programs. It's a good group and it's a fun event, similar to the Sportsman's Club banquet that we
right,
have here.
Right.
So. And then on February 4th, Make-A-Wish Designer Purse Bingo at Hankinson Community Center. That's at 11 o'clock. They had an item on our bulletin board. And then on February 9th is Giving Hearts Day. So Chankabazoo is set up with that. It's a great event day that's been set up for North Dakota and part of Minnesota for people to do charitable contributions.
Right.
So you can go to chankabazoo.org or givingheartsday.org. And donations, volunteers, I mean, that's really what makes a lot of our programs work, especially the zoo and the park. So get out there and donate if you can. And then February 11th, we have a Special Olympics District basketball tournament in Jamestown. We'll be heading out there for a day. And then February 18th is that big day that we have. There's a lot of things going on. I don't know if we did a very good job of communicating to everybody that we had a lot of things going on that day, but
I'm looking at this going, you got to be kidding. You're cramming a lot into one day.
We are, yeah, and it's different groups, and they all do an excellent job at running their programs, so you got a really good pick of different youth activities to go to on the 18th. So we got the Winter Classic Youth Basketball Tournament starting at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, depending on what we have for entrance.
Okay.
And that'll be at the Wapton Public Schools. The whole tournament will be held there, I think maybe at the middle school or elementary school, possibly the high school, I guess, depending on teams. And then also on the 18th, we have the Neil Heitkamp Fishing Derby. Registration is at noon, and then the derby runs from 1 to 3. That's the Red River Area Sportsman's Club that puts that on. They'll have door prizes for the kids out there. They ask that an adult accompanies the child if they're out there fishing. I think it's up to 18 years old, I think. Mm-hmm. They let kids come out there.
Yes.
So that'll be a fun event, too, and bundle up. Hopefully we got a nice day for that. And then the Fire and Ice Youth Pond Hockey Tournament will be back. This is the second year. That's going to run from noon to 5 at the skating pond at Chehinkapa Park. There's also going to be a snow sculpting contest by the chalet, and that'll run from 1 to 4. And then we also have going on at the community center, there's going to be bouncy houses from noon to 5. So there's a lot to pick from that day. And we do have, the sledding hills all open and running well, and the pond and the rink are in good shape. So that reminds me of something that we talked about in November.
Mm.
We didn't have much for snow at all in November.
Yeah.
And when we talked, you said that you're going to do what you could about getting us some snow by Christmas.
Did I do okay?
And you did a bang-up job. So I want to put a request in for spring-like weather. By March, if
okay.
We can do that, or middle of March.
I'll talk to the powers that be and see what we can arrange for you.
All right, sounds good. And then February 20th is President's Day, so the Park and Rec offices are closed, but most of our activities continue.
Mm-hmm.
We have volleyball that night and some of the youth basketball stuff and things like that. And then February 25th and 26th is our Special Olympics State Basketball Tournament, and that's held in Minot. Excuse me. So we'd be there for 2 days, and that's a fun event for the athletes to go and do that. They have a dance and things like that, so it's really a fun time. And then a few other things that are going on at the community center, and these are ongoing type deals. Fit and Strong class, it's for the elderly at the community center. It runs from 9 to 10:30 on Mondays and Wednesdays. They have a 60-minute exercise portion, and then 30 minutes of wellness discussion.
Okay.
So it's a good program. Rhonda Grippentrog runs that through NDSU Extension. There's 7 weeks left. It started in early January. They've had 5 weeks, so there's still plenty of time to go and participate in that if somebody feels like they want to. We also have Bone Builders from 9 a.m., about 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it's a light exercise for elderly people. That it's mostly seated, so it's really kind of a good thing just to get up and move around a little bit. And then we have women's and co-ed volleyball. That's going to continue through the end of March. Our youth basketball traveling teams are practicing daily at the community center. And then we have pickleball daily every morning down there. So there's a big group that plays in that. We have five different divisions kind of that
is really
there,
so. Taken off.
Yeah,
we need more space. So many people into it.
Yeah, so that's
definitely.
That's going well. And then looking off into March, we got to start. That's why I need the good weather, because we got to start getting our fields ready for NDSCS has three doubleheaders scheduled at the end of March. So
that's right.
We got to get going on that.
That's right. I will see what I can do about a nice warming trend.
I appreciate that.
Like about March 15th, we'll get it going.
Yep, that'll work.
Okay,
that'll work perfect for us.
I love it when you come in here and you say, you know what? It's February is kind of a light month because you got a lot of things going on.
Yeah. It's it's always that way. But luckily, I have a lot of good people to help me out, and they run their programs really well. So,
Brad, great to see you each at the end of each and every month, even though I forgot about it. I'm sitting there going, well, wait a minute, it's the 31st today.
It is.
It went by quick, and that's good for January.
Yeah, the days are getting longer. I noticed the other night when we had practice that we got done at 6 o'clock, and the sun was still just barely setting over there. So,
kind of a good feeling, good. Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Brad, so. Great to have you in here.
Yep, thanks, Bill.
Stay warm, and we'll talk again the end of February. That is Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec. We talk with Brad the end of each month here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.